Experience. The following gospel experience. Sponsored.
The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of Praise 107.9 or its parent company, Delmarva Educational Association.
You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
I won't be before you too long. Praise God. I want to look at Psalms 51. There was David here, a chief musician, a man of God, the prophet of God. But he had some stuff going on in his life. How many people know that? One thing I can tell you right now, you got to understand that if you got some things, you need to identify what you got going on in you. Can I get a witness? It's a lot of stuff that are going on the inside of me and you. But the prophet of God had to come to David and tell him, David, a king. David is the king of Israel. David is a servant of God. A worshiper before God. The Bible says he played so skillfully that his harp that he played soothed the heart of God. And when he was playing before he came to be king, when he was playing in what you call my house, glory to God, the Bible says the spirit began to bother the man of God. And the Bible said that David played his harp. And every time that his harp began to play, something happened to the king. Let me tell you something. God got a way of suing your heart. He got a way, especially when you done wrong. Now, this man of God had done a lot of things wrong. First of all, he had seen, glory to God, he had seen a man's wife, and he desired her. And the Bible says he took her, and he laid with her. But what I'm trying to tell you that the Bible said he was up in his room, he looked out, and he saw this pretty woman. And he brought a plan on how to get her. Praise God. Let me tell you something. If your eyes is not single, you can begin to look at something and you desire. So what I want to tell you today, that David had sin on the inside of him. But David, what he did was, but he acknowledged him. Now just imagine, a man could stay up hours and hours praying and worship God and begin to worship God. And the Bible say he prayed and things begin to happen on the inside. And God said, David plays skillfully. He's a man always. Let me tell you what he did. He repented all the time. He, a man, understood that I can't do anything and get away with it. But when he saw Uriah's wife, he said, I could take her and get away with it. Not only that he took her and he tried to get away with it, but he tried to also kill it. Get the man of God killed over his own wife. But God was there in the plan all the time. Saw this man in the plot that David did, the evil that he did to capture this man's wife. You know, sometimes on the inside of us, we look like we're holy on the outside, but the inside is full from God and full of dead man bones. A lot of us have sin hidden, laying dormant on the inside. I say this all the time, and people think I'm just keep on said it. But I'm not saying it just to say it, but I'm saying it because I want you to awaken the coming you. I'm saying it because I know that it's, we have things that we don't deal with. David had an issue that he never deal with. And that issue that he never deal with cost him his own son. Praise God. David's own son raped his sister. David's own son tried to kill him. David's own son tried to take the kingdom of God away from him. What I'm trying to say, if you have an issue and if you don't deal with it, something can happen and it could be addressed. So here's what I'm saying, that David didn't deal with it. He understood that he was shaped in iniquity. He even written about that. He was conceived with sin. All of us were. I'm going to tell you something. You ain't calling on Jesus when you receive. When we got our children, we weren't calling on Jesus no kind of way. They didn't even look at it. They didn't even think about it. No, you ain't talking to Jesus. He was in the heat of the moment and hollering everything but Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Stay away right now. Till I get this on. You heard that Marvin Gaye said, let's get it on. Hallelujah. That's what you want to do. You didn't think nothing about Jesus. David didn't think nothing about God when he was doing all this stuff. But one thing David understood, he said, it don't matter what I do. It don't matter. When he got in trouble and began to do all the stuff that he done, and all of this happened to him in his house. But one thing I can tell you right now, that David had enough sin to get a hold of God. He began to fast and pray. He began to pray and pray and begin to fast because he didn't want that baby to die. But God, being God, know what he need to do. Know what he need to tell David to snap him back into reality. Sometimes we can run down the road a long time, but sometimes God have to come about and snap us back. Let me tell you something. A lot of us, when we get where we're going, we forget about what God have done for us and begin to do what we want to do. Like I said, in the heat of the night, when you were receiving your children, only thing you would think about her and you and how good you feel. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You say, you love me? Yes. That's a lie right there. A few minutes later, I can't stand you. Hallelujah. Let me get to the word. Psalms 51. Starting at the first verse. The prophet came to him and told him something. Hallelujah. How many people know that? The prophet came. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalm 51:1.
Psalms 51. Have mercy upon me, O God.
Listen. In other words, the prophet had to wake him up. The prophet came to him, had to wake him up. He understood now that I'm in trouble. He understood now that I done something wrong. How about you and I? When we do something wrong, the first thing that we want to do is begin to run to God and say, have mercy. And sometimes we don't do that. Come on.
According to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgression.
Blot out, take it out, according to your loving kindness. He understood the reason why he was saying that at that particular time, the reason why that he was doing this here, he had took this man's wife, and he had almost got him killed. He told his captain of the guard, said, what I want you to do, I want you to take him. I want you to take him down to the front line to make sure that he dies. And the Bible said that the man of God said, Uriah said these words. He said, oh, no, king, I will not go away from you. Ain't nobody here to protect you. Nobody here to protect you. The Bible says he laid and stayed at the gate and stayed there all night long. After a while, he began to lay. And after a while, he slept there all night long. He said, nobody going to take care of my king, but I am. What about that? You can do wrong. And God put the love of someone else on the inside, looking out for your well-being. Can I get a witness? He laid at the gate all night, stayed there, watching this king, watched the king slept. But I'm going to tell you something. The man of God came back and told him, said, listen, I want to tell you something. What I want to tell you, that man that you told, that go in the front line. I heard that they got killed. But the man that David wanted to be killed and stayed there all night long. Sometimes the enemy can have a plot plan for you. Sometimes the enemy can plot that he's going to do this or do that to you. But I tell you one thing. His plan backfire and fall in his own lap. Can I get a witness? The Bible said that Uriah woke up and said to the king, David was so mad. He said, what do you mean? He said, he didn't get killed. And we went the wrong way. And the other people got killed. But David was so mad because he thought he had done it. Away with the man. He thought. And that wasn't even good enough. My Bible tells me, in the name of Jesus, David told his wife, told the man wife, say, I want to tell you one thing, go home and lay with him, go home so we can plan, we can plant this baby on him. The Bible said, the man went home, he saw his wife, he said, you look good, everything look good, but I want to tell you something, I'm too tired tonight, I can't do nothing, can I get a witness, yay Lord, every once in a while, glory to God, our enemy will have a trap for you, but God will give you a way of escape, can I get a witness, this man, mother of a horse, he began to not sleep with his wife, he didn't sleep, oh glory, but one thing I want to tell you, the enemy have a set plan. The enemy want to set you up. But God will give you a way of escape. But David said this, he already remember. He said many things will take your feet. But God will deliver you out of all. He said my enemy will dig a ditch. He should have remembered that when he had a pot plan. See, sometimes you can have revelation knowledge. Sometimes you can have this and have that. And you forget about what God has been tuned. You forget about what God has told you. Let me tell you something. This man of God did not fall into the trap. What I'm saying today, God looking at you and I. What do you mean? He said, listen, don't fall into the trap or temptation. Many temptations. But God will deliver you out of all of them. Can I get a witness? I know there's some temptation all around me, but God, I'm looking to him. Deliver me, God, because I know what your word say. David said to the Lord, Lord, I remember my transgression. Lord, I remember. Blot them out. Take them out out of me. Deliver me because I need to be delivered. Can I get a witness today? Every once in a while, you have to steal away, get by yourself, and say, God, I need you to serve me. I need you to search me. If you search me and find anything inside of me and not like you, take it out. I need you to free me today. I got some things going on, but I need you to free me. I got some situation, but I need you to free me. I got some thoughts. I need you to free me. I got some desires. I need you to free me. Free me, Lord. Free me. From the inside to the outside. Come on, Lord. Move. Come on, Lord. Deliver me. Run out my transgression.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.